al iske gita v'kidusha, v'nasam la gita v'kidusha v'lo pires. If he was having a conversation with the woman regarding get, regarding kedushin, and then he gave her the get, or gave her the kedushin without enunciating, without explaining what's happening. Rabbi Yossi Omedayo, Yossi says it's sufficient. If it was debaring ma beforehand, there's no need to spell anything out subsequently at the time of the Nesina, the time of the actual transaction. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Yehuda Omed Sarach Lefarish. Required to enunciate and to explain, to articulate at the moment itself. Okay, let's just pause for a second here, just try to digest what we have here. I mean, we've been talking about this more or less the entire sugya, but now we've actually come face to face with this Mishnah. So let's try to grab the bull by the horn, so to speak, and just try to understand, based on what we've seen so far and what we can see more, you know, more fully here, what really is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? And the Gemara established us before halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. So what is the dispute? What does it revolve around? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? What does Rabbi Yossi hold? What is the nekudas ha-machlokas? So let's begin with something we already noted on Thursday. We were medayik from the Gemara, from the Kibbeg, basically is the same diuk, that one could have thought that the question has to do with whether, let's start with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say Tzarech HaFarish? He could have said that the fact that they were talking about Kedushin or Get, let's talk about Kedushin now, beforehand, I'm not going to assume, therefore, that the woman knows about Kedushin when you give her the Kesef. He doesn't treat this as a serious umdina. So the problem in Rabbi Yehuda, that Tzarech HaFarish, boils down to the Minayada. How do you know? How does she know? So Rabbi Yossi says, I have an umdina. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't. So we built out of the sugya on Thursday that that is incorrect. Rabbi Yehuda certainly accepts the umdina from the perspective of that we know that the woman knows Kiddushin. We saw that from the sugya because the Gemara was asking on the various Rishonos that we weren't sure about. So the Gemara asks, if there was no prior conversation, Mina Yada, how does she know? We're not sure about these Rishonos, how would she know Kiddushin? So Gemara says, Elam Medabra Ima Iskegita V'Kiddusheha. Then says Gemara, Afagab Dilo Amalanami. Why? Because of Rabbi Yossi, Halacha to Rabbi Yossi. Then if they were talking about it beforehand, then why do you have to say anything? After all, Rabbi Yossi holds there's no need to say anything to Shas Maisa if you had the conversation beforehand. So what's Mashma the Gemara? That's because of Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, what kind of a suffix is there in these Lashonos? But if you hold up Rabbi Yehuda, then we have a fine way of understanding why the suffix in these various Lashonos, Tzalasi and so on, we understand why it's a suffix. Because Rabbi Yehuda, as far as Minay Yada is concerned, we took care of that. Because in Midabrei Ma, he was speaking to her. And now the question is, but Tzarech HaFarish, is this a good fulfillment of Tzarech HaFarish? But we don't hold Rabbi Yehuda, we hold Rabbi Yossi. So it's Meduyik in the Gemara. Everyone hear the Diyuk in the Gemara. It's Meduyik in the Gemara. We're not just saying this on our own. It's Mashmaus HaGemara is Rabbi Yehuda's Tzarech HaFarish is not based on the problem of how does she know. She clearly knows. Because the Gemara would have been able to understand why we have a suffix on Tzalasi and all the other Lashonos within Rabbi Yehuda. We have no problem in Nayada, according to Rabbi Yehuda, except that we hold up Rabbi Yossi. So then what do you need these Lashonos? And the Gemara gives... But the Gemara gives the answer that maybe it's worse than Malacha Kamala. But meanwhile, that premise that we extracted from the sugya, that doesn't change. So it comes that Rabbi Yehuda also accepts that there is an umdina to the extent that she needs to understand, she understands. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says Tzarech HaFarish. So what does that show? The Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a special halacha, a new halacha of Amira by Kedusha. The umdina lets us understand that she knows Kedushin, but there's a din of Amir by Kedushin at the time of the Kedushin. Oh, now we have to ask ourselves, what is that based on? So we had a couple of svaras at the very beginning of our sugya. What is the basis of Amir by Kedushin? There really were two or three ways to understand it. let's say the Ran first. The Ran seemed to say the Amira by Kedushin is based on that you know that the Nesinas HaKesef was Lashem Kedushin. In other words, it frames the Nesinas Kesef as Kedushin as opposed to what otherwise could have been perceived at, which is Matan. That's what the Ran said. Without Amira, it's not clear that the Nesina was for Kedushin. That's one halach, one svara you could say why you need Amira. First, we'll come back soon to Divrei Moran, Rabbi Yossi. We see Rabbi Yehuda that Sarach HaFarash, there's a din of Amira. So what could be the basis of Amira? So we had the Ran. Then we had other possible svaras. There's no separate, not because you have to frame the Nesina, but because you have to spell out what this transaction is. You need an expression of the Gemira's Das of this transaction. Why? So here you can say in two different ways. You could say specific halacha by Kedushin, and maybe by Gittin as well, at the Baal Mor said. Sarach sheyotzi halikuchin mipiv. You have to express the inyan of the transaction that he learns that from Kiyikach. There's specific halacha by get by kedushin, or you could say it's halacha in general. That's what sounded like in the Ramban that the Ran was arguing on in the case we have, but the case of the shtar that we saw, that it's a halacha whenever you have a kinyan, whether it be get and kedushin or whatever else. It's not the kinyan works because there's an expression of a gemiras das for what it is that we're doing, and then the maisa kinyan just brings it and makes it lets it happen. But you have to express what it is that we're doing. Right. So for the Ran, it's in order to frame the nesinas hakesef as kedushin as opposed to matana, or it's halacha you have to express the das hakinyan either specifically by get by kedushin. Because exeris hakasuf, or it's halacha by kinyan, and they have to spell out what it is that you're doing. And it could be l'chor nafkamina. Maybe the following case. We saw the Tosafot Rid was discussing this issue, right? The Tosafot Rid said that you need amira by kedushin kesef. And he talks about get not really requiring it. And he says, because what if you said the following? Harei zeh, by get, he says you don't really need. You have to know about get soon. Get hagitech, that you need. Let's say the equivalent of hagitech by kiddushin. What would that be? Harei zeh kiddushech, kiddushaych. Is that a good amira? So depends on this. According to the Ran, what will you say? According to the Ran, the best amira you can have. The whole point of the amira, what makes the kedushin? The amira or the nesina sakesef? According to the Ran, with the kesef, the amira is there to megala that the kesef was l'shem kedushin. So, to the extent that you said the words harezel kedushayich, you did exactly what you need to do. There's no better amira than that. The whole point of the amira was in order to frame the nesina sakesef as such that it's for kedushin. Harezel Kiddushayich is a beautiful amira because the kinyan lies in the kesef itself. But if you hold that there's a din of amira for this, because you simply have to express the das of the kinyan, Harezel Kiddushayich doesn't say Harei Mekudeshes. So that's why the Tosafot Rid said the kiddushin hakesef shunosin eino kasev b'shum davar hilkach tzarach sheyomar b'fe Harei at Mekudeshes li. Then Amara Harei Zeh Kiddushayich Eino Klum Kevin Shein Kasev Bo Davar. There's nothing written in the Kesef. By the Shtar, it's fine. The Shtar says Harei At Mekudeshes. But by Kesef, you have to spell out the Gemiras Das of the Kinyan in unequivocal terms, which is Harei At Mekudeshes, not Harei Zeh Kiddushayich. For the Ran, I don't think that would be correct. There is a possible svar that Riaz brings in the back, Shutra Giborim, that maybe it could work like a Diberi Ma. So that's a different idea. It could end up working anyway. But fundamentally, the halacha of Amira, again, can be explained in really two different ways. Amira is to megala on the nesina, that's l'shem kedushin, like the Ran. Or there's halacha to spell out what you're doing, either a general halacha by kedushin and by kinyanim in general, or perhaps a specific halacha by kedushin. when Rav Yehuda says Sarah Chafaris, so we explained the Umdana there is, and she knows Kiddushin, but Sarah Chafaris, there's a Din Amira. So we, that means that there's a Din Amira based on whatever Makkah we just said, Balmor, the Ran, the Ramban, there's a Din of Amira. So Rav Yehuda says that notwithstanding the fact that there is an Umdana, but the Umdana is not going to solve the problem that you need an Amira. You need the Amira to frame the Nesina as Kedushin. You need Amira to spell out the Gemir's doubts of the Kedushin. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet at Tzarech HaFarish. Let's go back to Rabbi Yossi now. So what does Rabbi Yossi say, Daya? So one could have started to say, well, why does Rabbi Yossi say Daya? If he doesn't accept this entire Yisod of Amira by Kedushin. Rabbi Yossi holds that all you need is that she should know that's Kedushin. She should know that she wants to be Kedushin. You can't be Kedush of Al-Korcha. By get, we have to know. She has to know that it's Rishen Kedushin. So she knows. The Umdana tells her, that's all. Diber Ima, so she knows. She knows that that it's Rishen Kedushin. She knows that there's going to be Kedushin. She knows that it's giving Rishen Gerushin. Nothing more is required. That would assume that according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no din of Amira. There are mashmosin, perhaps, that could be the pshat. Maybe we'll soon see inside. The Tosfos Yontif, I think, is mashed a little bit this way. That according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no din Amira. That's the machokas. Yehuda says it's Sarah Chafash, it's a din of Amira. Rabbi Yossi says there's no din Amira. Rabbi Yossi only requires that she should know, and she knows, because of the Umdana. Yehuda says, I know that she knows, but it's a din of Amira. But I'm uncomfortable with this pshat. Why? For a couple of reasons. First of all, the Rishonim that we saw that talk about Amira by Kedusha, they were speaking according to which Tan? The Ran later, the Tosfos Rid, the Ramban that the Ramban was relating to, they were talking about Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi. So they were obviously assuming that the din Amira that they describe, that's Nesar Bekidushin, is not just Rabbi Yehuda. We hold up Rabbi Yossi. So they're putting the din Amira even with as consistent with Rabbi Yossi. Right? So Chayra, that means that Rabbi Yossi also accepts the Yisod of din Amira, but apparently the Dibei Ma will also be sufficient to fulfill the din Amira. Not that Rabbi Yossi disagrees fundamentally whether you need Amira. And the Umdana is enough that she knows Kedushin and she knows Lishen Gerushin, and Amira, there is no Din Amira. No, Rabbi Yossi agrees to the Din Amira. Because the Rishonim are talking within Rabbi Yossi. Moreover, and here we can already look at the Mishnah Maaser Sheni. This quotation is from a Mishnah Maaser Sheni, which begins with, why is it doing in Maaser Sheni? I mean, it's not in Seder Nashim, what's it doing in Maaser Sheni? So, the answer is that the machlokes that relates to Kedushin, get in Kedushin, starts off with the machlokes that speaks about Pidyon Maaser Sheni. So it starts in the Mishnah and it says, Apoda Maaser Sheni below Kara Sheni. In other words, he didn't say, Zeh Pidyon Maaser Sheni. You took money and you have Peres Maaser Sheni, and you didn't say, Zeh Pidyon, right? You didn't articulate, this is for Pidyon Maaser Sheni. Rabbi Yossi Omadaya. It's a good pidyon. You don't have to spell out ze pidyon maaser sheni. Rabbi Yehuda omer tzarech lefarish. So it's a machokes by maaser sheni. Do you need to be mefarish or not? Ze pidyon maaser sheni. And after this, the Mishnah goes on to what the Gemara quotes by us. Haya medaber ma'ish alis gegitav kedushav nas magitav kedushav lo pirish yosi medayo Rabbi Yehuda omer tzarech lefarish. Lechora, it would seem intuitive that the machlokes by Maaser Sheni, the machlokes by Kedushin, revolve around the same issue. In both cases, Rabbi Yossi says, Dayo, you don't need to be mefarish, Rabbi Yehuda says, Sarach Lefarish. Now, if we understand the machlokes by Kedushin, in light of what I just said, that Rabbi Yehuda has a so-called Amira by Kedushin, you need an Amira, and let's say by Get as well, you need an Amira by whatever the reasons. The Balamar, Yotzi Okuchen Mipiv, Yotzi Hagerish Hashiluchen Mipiv, let's just say that way. Rav Yossi disagrees fundamentally. There's no halacha of Amira. So as well, all you need is that she should know that it's for Kedushin, it's for Get. So Dibrei must find. So that's the machokis by Gitna Kedushin. What's the machokis by Maisa Shein? Another machokis. Rav Yossi says, there's no din Amira. You can have pidyon without an Amira. And if you deserve, you need an Amira. So is it totally one or the other? Is it one issue that explains this both machokis, or is it a totally independent machokis? There's a machokis by Maisa Sheini, if you need Amira by pidyon. There's a machokis by Gitna Kedushin, din Amira. But is it totally habaha? It sounds from the Mishnah that it's one machlokas. So this would show, this plus what I mentioned before, that the Rishonim talk about Amira by Kedushin even within Rav Yossi. So this would take us back to the machlokas by Kedushin and say, not that Rav Yossi dismisses the halacha of Amira by Kedushin. Rav Yossi is on board that there's a din of Amira, whatever the basis is. But Rav Yossi says that the Dibra Ima al Iske Gita Vikidusheha, that counts as Amira too. The Umdina, if you put it that way, the Umdina that we said exists, that solves the problem of Minayada, as you know, that Umdina of Dibra, that comes to Dibra Ima, that can also solve the din Amira as well. So I have what I need in a Dibra Ima. That's of Yossi. If you this is no. The Umdina gives us the knowledge that she knows about Kedushin. But as far as the requirement of Amira, it's not going to work. So that's what we're setting up so far. Wait. Now we have to explain what that's about, but now we can translate that into Maisa Sheni too. And you have to say by Maisa Sheni, everyone agrees that there's a din of Amira. Again, you have to know the makor for it. Like if it's Gittin Kedushin, you have the Baal Mor as a Gzeres HaKasuv. By Maisa Sheni, lo yodua, what's the Gzeres HaKasuv? If it's simply the idea that you have to frame the pidyon, you have to frame the Nesina for Kedushin, or you have to articulate the inyan of what you're doing. So by Maisa Sheni, that's also halacha. It has to be articulated. You have to state what you're doing here with this money that you're putting beside the peros. But what's the machlokas going to be? If there was a Dibra Ima beforehand, and this is what apparently some Rishonim said. This is what, who says like this, that the case of Maaseh Sheni is going to be a case of Dibra Ima. Who learns that way? The Rash and the Rush, the Rishonim. The Rishonim learned that way. That the case in the beginning of the Mishnah is identical to the case of Hayim Medaber. Now understand, Hayim Medaber in Ma'isha helps us that the woman knows Kedusha. That idea is specific to Kedusha. But we said, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with that too, that the woman knows Kedusha because of Medaber Ima. But the question in terms of the Machlokes is, does Medaber Ima help us to solve the problem of Amira by Kedusha? So that could be the same machlokas by pidyon. In other words, we'll assume that there is, in theory, a requirement, not in theory, there is a requirement of Amira by pidyon. You have to articulate that this is for pidyon, otherwise it's not a pidyon. But, suppose you didn't say it at the time of the pidyon, but there was a prior conversation. You were speaking about the inyan of pidyon beforehand. So that is the same machlokas across the board. Does the medaber ima from before, or not medaber ima by Maisa, but hayim medaber al inyan pidyon a few minutes earlier, and whatever that sukkah both in, we'll have to get into all that. So does that help for the amira that's required by my pidyon Maisa Sheni? That's a machlokes by pidyon, and it's the same machlokes by get the kedusha. There's a din of amira, but there was a medaber ima beforehand. Does the medaber ima work in lieu of the amira? So Rav Yossi says yes, Rav Yehuda says no. Now we have some more fine print. What would that mean? Why would it work for Rav Yossi? Now we have to think more specifically within the various derachim of what amira is. The Ran versus the Baal Mor. I'll take some questions in a minute. But that's what we have to still get to. Why would the Medabrima work for the Amira? Now you have to ask yourself, what is the din of Amira? And then why would it work when you have just an Umdina? Umdina is not Dibor. If you need Dibor, is it really Dibor? So maybe we have to fine-tune this a little bit. But I'm just first framing for you the issue. Point number one, again, just to pass it over. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dismiss the Umdina of Dibor Ima. That was Muchach from the Gemara before. This, just Rabbi Yehuda says you need an Amira, and that's why there could have been a suffix on these Lishonos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara didn't want to go to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara had to figure out why it's a suffix even according to Rabbi Yossi. Maybe it means Melach. But Rabbi Yehuda accepts that there's an Umdina that she knows Kedusha. So what does he say? Tzalach of Farish? There's a din Amira. You could have said for Rabbi Yossi that there's no din Amira. But if you say that, then it comes out that the whole machokis by Kedushin and my Sashini are two unrelated issues. Is there a din Amira or not? So there's a machokis by Sashini, the din of Amira. It's machokis by Kedushin and Gittin of the din of Amira. Better is to say, and the Rishonim talk about Amira even within Rabbi Yossi. So now we're going to say, no, there is a din Amira according to everybody. Question is, does the Dibar Ima or the Dibar, and we're going to have to set the case up by Maaseh Sheni to be the case of Dibar before Aliski Pidyon, that the Rash says, and the Rash says, does that work to fulfill Amir? Now, why yes, why not? We have to see more carefully. And now if they see the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't even say that either by Maaseh Sheni, so we have to come back and see what to do for the Rambam. A couple people, I think, Eitan before, who else had questions? Yeah.
What's the difference between Amira and Amira?
Again, so that's what we have to figure out. Amira is a declaration. Why do you need a declaration? We have three possibilities, two or three possibilities, two which are three. Either you need Amira because you have to be able to know that the Nesina of the Kesef was Rishon Kedushin. Otherwise it could be a Matana. Maybe you gave us a Matana. So that's not really Amira for the sake of Amira. It's Amira for the sake of Taiching the Nesina. Or Amira is for the sake of declaring the intention of the transaction. That could be halacha by all kinyanim, including kedusha. Or a variation of that is the balamor. It's a specific halacha by kedusha. Now the machokas tanaim will be when I have an umdina based on the prior conversation. Can that fulfill this requirement of Amira?
Didn't we see that by kedusha?
So that's where I'm going. So I want to see if anyone has a question. Why would you think that the Umdina would work for an Amira? Rabbi Yossi. Let's have a question.
There's a bit on that. So you said originally that you don't want to say that it's my focus, like my book that you showed him about what's the din, like, what is Amira doing within Kedushin, because then you can't...
I don't want to say that the Rishonim who talked about Amira and they were not talking contra Rabbi Yossi.
Because they're all talking within
They're going Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Yehuda. So it seems Rabbi Yossi also agrees to this din of Amira.
So what we're seeing now is that really Rabbi Yossi, that they're speaking within Rabbi Yossi, and really that I'm not sure, but don't some of the Rishonim say that all that Amir is by Kedushin is a Gilui Das? If that's the case, we're speaking within Rabbi Yossi, then...
So that's the question. Is a Gilui Das? So is the Gilui Das based on that Umdina, is that called... Based Megaladas for Kedushin. So that's the issue. Of course, she knows Kedushin. Minayada, she knows. But is Rabbi Yehuda says that's not called that you Megaladas for Kedushin. Like you had a conversation beforehand. And what does Rabbi Yossi say? That counts for Gilgudas for Kedushin. So that you just said one way to think about it. It counts with the Umdina is he was Megaladas. The fact that he was speaking about it, that's the Gilui Das, that's the Amira. Now, think about the Malmor for a second. Now, if it's about the Gili Das, then I think it's that simple. The Gili Das of the Dibur Ima, can that do what the Amir is supposed to do? What is Amir for the Rat? The Amir is to indicate that the Nesina is Lashem Kedusha. So Yossi says, the conversation that he had with her, right until the moment he gave her the Kesef, is accomplishing that Gili Das. He's indicating through his conversation, so there's an umdana that we have, that we built out of this, that he's giving Lashem Kedusha. So that's exactly what Amir is supposed to do. So you have it. He just says, no, I need it to be more mefurish. Now, but according to the Balamor says, the halacha of Amir is a special din, she yotzi halkuchin mipiv. No. Umdana is articulation. So why would Rav Yossi say, Dayo, that Dibur Ima counts for Amir? How are you going to frame? How are you going to explain that? Umdina is not articulation. So what would be the pshat according to Rav Yossi? Well, I think if the pshat of the Machlokes is, does Dibur Ima count for Amira? So you could say it in different ways. The way I just said is, it's an Umdina. And Umdina is equivalent of the Amira. That's if the whole Amira is nothing more than a Gilui Das that I'm giving him for Kedushin. So the Umdina that comes out of his conversation, that's the same indication as if he would say it the Pen Mala at the time of the Nesina. So he's Megaladas. He's clearly showing us that his Das is for Kedushin. So that is a Dira of Amira. But if the Amira is about spelling out exactly, articulating the Das of the transaction, of the Kedushin, like the Balmar would say, by Kedushin specifically, so where is that fulfilled in the Umdina? In Ayyam Dabar Ima? Oh, the Dibur Ima is Dibur Ima. So you have Amir. In that conversation, so that becomes, you mitzarev, those words that he used before, that's the Yotzi Kochem Mipiv. It's not that the Umdin accounts for the Dibur. It's the Dibur itself of the Dibur Ima that counts for the Dibur. That's a Yotzi Mipiv. That would be the idea. It comes together. There's a Russian of the Ramban in the Mochamos, right, on that Balamor that we just mentioned about Yotzi Mipiv, the Mochamos on that very same page of the Kinsey Shtarchov case, where it's no good it doesn't say Hagitech, it's no good. So the Balamor learns because you need she Yotzi Hashiruchin Mipiv, and then so too by Kiddushin, he learns it from our Sugya. And the Ramban writes, he says, "Kosa medaber ima etin lach get, and then nasan lashtar stam, hochiach tchiraso al sofo shehu haget vehem agerishin demaschim diburo hu." Maschim diburo. Maschim diburo doesn't sound like the umdina is what gives us the amira. It's his maschim diburo. In other words, the dibur of the dibur ima is equivalent of the hagite. There's a din of Amira at the time of Kiddushin. There's a din of Amira at the time of Gerushin. You have to be Motzi, Gerushin Mipiv, the Shulchan Mipiv, where you have to say Hagitech. And if he says something before, and that's Mashkin Dibura. The Ran, I don't think, would say it this way. The Ran wouldn't say that the articulation of before is the Amira. The Ran would say the Gilei Das of the Dibur Ima. And what's the biggest proof? Who could bring me a raya for the Ran? What did the Ran want to say in the beginning of our sugya counts as a Dibur Ima? What did the Ran want to classify as a Dibur Ima in the beginning of our sugya? What case? Where there was no actual Amira on his part. What did the Ran think? On the tzadet it works. Why does it work? The Ran gave us an explanation. What case of the Gemara? The case of Sveika. What was the case of Sveika in the Gemara? Both sides. Everyone cry out together. Nasan hu? The Amrahi Sveika. What's the suffix? What did study a suffix? So the Ran, we have two different Rans to learn out each side of the suffix. What's the side that it's a Kedushin? Why? What did the Ran say? Why would it be a Kedushin? Because he's clearly giving it to her on basis of what she said. So it should be the same as what? As Dibur Ima. Nasanuba, it should be like a Nasanuba Amarhu. That's not Maskim Dvarav, believe me. That can't be Maskim Dvarav. There was no Dvarav. But what is it? It's the context of the Nasanhu after an Amarhi, that is an expression that he's Megaladas, and he's giving it to her after she says, I'll be Mikudeshus to you, so he's being Megaladas. It's clearly in line with what she said. So that would be an Amira. Because the halacha of Amira is that it should be Megala, that it's Geshem Kedushin. So I see from the context that's Geshem Kedushin. So for the Ran, again, this is all within Rabbi Yossi, the Amira is fulfilled through Gilui Das, and Nasan Uva Amrahi would be a Gilui Das, and the other side is, no, it's not called Ki Yikach. I only know the Gilui Das from her, that's Ki Tikach, not Ki Yikach. Because she's helping us build that Gilui Das on his part. It's also, that's not good enough, because she has to be mafkir herself to be taken by him, as the Ran said in the Dharam, to the extent that it's only our Amira that allows us to know his Gilui Das, it's a chesaron of Ki Yikach, that was the other side. But meanwhile, in the Ran, it's Kishitaso, because the Ran thought the whole Amira is Lugalos al Hanesina Shilashem Kedushin. So it's not about the words of the Dibirima, it's about the context of what happened beforehand, that you can see it was Lashem Kedushin. That's if you see it simply as relating to defining the Nesina, that's Lashem Kedushin. If you say that the Halacha of Amira is an actual declaration of what we're doing, declaration of intent, then probably the halacha of Rabbi Yossi would be predicated on seeing the earlier conversation, what he said before, as connected to the Nesina now. So therefore, I could put the two together, Maskim Dvarav, like the Ramban writes. So this is what the picture that emerges: that the case of Maisa Sheni is a case of Dibirima. The Machlokas. There's a din of Amira by Maisa Sheni, by Pidya Maisa Sheni. There's a din of Amira by Kedushin. There's a din of Amira by Get, of some kind. Get Hagitech, or whatever it is, or for the Balamar, more than that. Absent that Amira, absent the specification, Harezeh Lepidyon, or Harezeh Mekudeshesli, or Harezeh Kedushayich, or Hagitech, or more than that, absent the Amira B'Shas Maisa, but you had a diber ima or a diber beforehand. Rabbi Yehuda says Sarach Farish, even though she knows Kedushin, but you have to mekayim the halacha of Amira. For whatever reason Amira is required, you need to have it b'shas the actual transaction. You can't rely on what was before. Rabbi Yossi holds dayo, means we can use the original diber ima in lieu of the din of Amira. How does that work? So if the Amira is about to be revealing and indicating what the Nesin was for, then it's the umdana of the Dibarima. If there's a halacha of articulation in the Amira, then you have to use the words of the Dibarima that Rabbi Yossi says can count for the Nesin of later. Rabbi Yossi says it can't count. You have to have it mamish at the time itself. But it's the same machlokas by Maisa Sheni and Kedushin and Magirish. Yeah.
Why by Gerish? Also, you know.
We'll get to that separately, but yeah, we sort of skirted it right now. So if it's a halacha of Amira, the same halacha as Kedusha, like Balamor says, that's, you know, then it's the same exact halacha. If it's short of that, it'll have to be the Hagitech. It would be whatever it is that has to be. Bakocha, she's Bakocha Miskaveshes. There's no Minayada issue. But there's got to be something that he says that indicates that you know it's Geshem Gerishin, the Hagitech, the Raisa, the Rabbanan. If it's a din drabanan, the Rambam, yes. So then the Dibarima solves is equivalent to Hagitech. Hagitech could be din d'oraisa. Who seems to say it's d'oraisa? We saw in Mishonim, Tosus Rid. Who seems to say it's only drabanan to say Hagitech? The Rambam. It's get pasul, not get batel. But for that din of Hagitech, d'oraisa, drabanan. So does the Dibarima solve that without saying it at the time? You had Dibarima before. All of this is beautiful in the way we set it up. But one big problem is, what about the Rambam? Okay, yeah. Yeah.
On the Ran, it says that it's just Gilui Das talking. I never wanted to say, then why would the case on hand of that of Harini Pali for any shape not work?
So that, if it's in the Shtah, if there's dinner of the dinner of Amira, it's the wrong time of Amira. It's not kiyikach. It's a separate problem in the lashon. You're not according to the Rangili Das for kedushin. But what are you saying? You're saying Haredi Ishech, it says Ki Yikach in the Torah. That's the halacha has to be expressed as you're taking her, just like the Ran in the Dara.
If you're just saying this for Kinyanim at all, so why can't, if you're just repeating that this,
But the Ishus means you're taking her. There is a lacha, there's still a lacha kikach lo kitikach. Everyone agrees there's such a drasha. There's clearly a drasha kikach lo kitikach. So that's the absolute fulfillment of that drasha. Nasan uvama is a suffix, whether it's a problem of kikach lo kitikach, however you explain the suffix. But that's a bona fide kitikach. Habein the Ishach is not kikach. He's taking him. What does the Rambam write? So we saw in the Rash and the Rush, they learn that the case of Maaseh Sheni is a case of Diber beforehand. And then again, the Machlokas lines up. Does the Diber solve the requirement of Amir or not? The Rambam states in Perek Dalet, you have it, right? Harod Tzulutus Peis Maaseh Sheni Poda Osan Bidmeyen Va'omer Harei Amosa Eilu Tachas Aperes Eilu. So he specifies, he declares verbally, this money is tachas the peros. Oh, harei peros ha'elu mechulos ha'mos ha'elu. If the money is kadosh, and he's redeeming the money, the kedushas of the money unto peros, then he says it that way. Then lo pirish. If he didn't say it, anything. Ela hifrish ma'os bilvad kineged ha'peros. Dayo. Ve'enot tzorach ha'farish. This is Rabbi Yossi. V'yetzo ha'peros l'chulin v'yal ha'mos b'yushalayim. This is if he's pulled the Kedusha of the Paris onto the money, so it takes effect, the transfer occurs, takes the Metzir Shalayim, the Otsiyim Sham, and so on. So there is no Raivet that we see on this halacha, but there's a Gra quoting the Raivet. Do you have the Gra in the bottom? The Gra quotes, Asa, that's a Raivet. The Raivet Kasav, Vahu Shasukin Ba'osa Inyan, Om Inyan Ba'osa Inyan. In other words, Diberima. We see Diberima has its requirements of Asukin Ba'osa Inyan. The Ravid puts in to the case of Pidyon that there was an Asuki Bosa Inyan. There had to be some prior context that shows Das for Pidyon. And then at the time that he's putting the money next to the pillars, it doesn't say anything. So what the Ravid is basically doing is putting into the Rambam the Ukimta that the Rishonim, the Rash and the Rush, put into the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni, but the Rambam didn't say it. So where does it leave us with the Rambam? If the Rambam didn't put a case of Diber Ima, then one way to think about the Rambam is to go back to, you know, to say, well, then the question is simply a question of, do you need Amira or do you not? So Rabbi Yossi says, Dayo, you don't need Amira? Except that she should know that it's about Kedushin. So that's what Dibrei must be required by Kedushin, by Get. By Get, you have to know why. If it's in Gerushin, Shachav Echuzeres, whatever it is, she has to know something. By Kedushin, she has to know she's Miskadeshas, Fardas. By Maaseh Sheni, there's no din of Dibrei Ma, and there's no din of Amira, and that's it. And Rabbi Yehuda says there's a din of Amira. But then we're back to, you know, that these unrelated issues. The whole Dibrima for Rabbi Yossi is only that she should know about Kedushin, so therefore there's no halacha by Maaseh Sheni. But then it's, we'd rather not say this, totally unrelated issues. So the Mari Kurkis comes to the rescue, and he says, Mitzad Echad, he says, the Ram is not mashma like the Rash and the Rush and what the Rabbi wants to say, that we're talking about Dibir. And yet, he still lines up the Machlokes by Maaseh Sheni with Machokas by Gitin the Kedushin. How so? See, he says an interesting thing. Let's just see it. He brings the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni, Halacha Krab Yossi, by both cases. V'yushami amu matzah ha'chafarish, ze gitech, ze kedushich, hacha, ze pidin Maaseh Sheni. What's the tzorah ha'chafarish of Rabbi Yehuda? So by Get, the tzorah ha'chafarish is ha'gitech. What's the tzorach hafarish of Kedushin? Zeh Kedusheich. What's the tzorach hafarish of Pidyon? Zeh Pidyon Maaseh Sheni. I, by getting the Kedushin, you need medaber ima. Ve'ilu b'maiseh lo iskiru davar. Efsher, the Maaseh Sheni. There's no need for the diber by Maaseh the kevan shemafish maos kineged haperos, when you separate money and line it up with the peros, ha'inyan mora v'oso meisa mochiach de l'pidyon asa. He goes on with other svaras, but I want to focus on the first svar. He says, when you're doing the hafrasha, so it's muchach from the very thing you're doing that it's l'shem pidyon. So what is he saying? So the question could therefore be, back again, what we said before. When you have getting the kedushin, you need a dibima to create that umdina. And now you can have a machokas, whether the umdina and what it's all about solves the problem of amira. If Yudah says no, Yudah says yes. By Maisa Sheni, it's the same machokas. There's a din of amira, again, we'll define it in a second, and the mako have to know. But Rabbi Yossi solves it because you have it. It's built into the case. There's an umdina. What else are you doing? It's not tibia. So you don't need the actual mirror to be declared verbally because it's already built in. You don't need the debar of beforehand to set up the umdina. The umdina is built into the case. By getting the condition, you need the umdina debar by Maisa Sheni. It's there already. But if that's the Pshat and the Rambam, then I think you'd be able to now prove what's the halacha of Amir by Kedushin. Which Pshat? Is it the Baal HaMoras Pshat? Can't be. What did the Baal HaMoras say? What's the Amir by Kedushin? Yotzi Mipiv. So how does the Dibayma work? Because he's mashing the words from before to later, it matches it up. But here, you couldn't do that because there were no words before. It's just the Umdina by itself. So how does the Umdina serve as the substitute for the Amira? Because the whole Amira for the and it's the same machlokas across the board by all the cases, except here you don't need the Dibayma because it's already built into the case. So the halacha of Amira for the Rambam would have to be Aderechu, Aderech the Ran. Legalos to reveal under the Sinai the Flishen Kedushin. So Dibayma, I have it from that. Rabbi Yosef says it's good enough. By Maisa Sheni, I don't need Dibre beforehand because what I need to be Megala on the Pidyon, that it's a Pidyon, I have it when I do it. That's the equivalent. What are you running it up for? It's Muchach Mitocha. So whatever Halacha should be Muchach, that's it. It's I don't even look too far. It's right here. I see it. I see it's a Shem Pidyon. What about Get? So again, the Rambam also works out. Does Rambam require an Amira by Get? What does the Rambam require by Get? You give a Lishen Gerishin, Midrabbanan, you say Hagitech, that's it, Midrabbanan. So what is Get? It should be Muchach, that's Lishen Gerishin. But how is it Muchach? So Hagitech, Midrabbanan, that makes it Muchach. But the Diberima beforehand, for Rav Yossi is good enough. You just says no, it has to be one muchach. You have to say the hagitech. But it's all one halacha. Is it muchach? Yes. Is that enough? You just says no. Yossi says yes. So I think that the Marie Korkus allows us to understand the Rambam along the same lines that we've been explaining for the other Rishonim with one change, namely that the Rash and the Rush, they needed to put the case of Dibarima, they had to put that into Maisa Sheni in order to set up the Umdina, and then the Machokas would now flow from that. Do I have the equivalent of Amira based on the Umdina of the Dibar? And the Rambam will hold that you don't need the Dibar, it's the Umdina is already present in the very thing that you're doing. But the Machokas will be the very same Machokas. Do I need an actual declaration, or can I rely on the umdina? The umdina could be the very fact that you're setting up the money with the peros. The umdina could be the dibur beforehand by get and by kiddush. This is, I think the chips would fall the way that we're analyzing it. Just to come back to get for a minute, because you're asking by get. So what is that love by get? There's a me'iri here that tries to work it out also for us. when it comes to the Mishnah by get, so where does get fit in? Hayu medaber ima al iske gita de kiddushah. So kiddushin, I understand. Pidyon, okay. You don't need diber, maybe. Well, you do. But what is gita? There's a meiri, the paragraph of Bagerishin. After Gerishin, he says, "Hayim edabi mal iske gita abnasan ravul amala harezagitech." He was talking to a baget. He gave it to her without saying harezagita harei migureshes. Shekoria, okay, upirshu rabosai. The Shema Toma beget ma'anu tzvichem ledibur at shetoven ha'inyan. Bar kocha misgareshes ma'lano imena yodas. So what do you need? What do you care if she knows or not? How you medabrima? What are you medabrima? What's the difference? She's about kocha. Teida she'achroni ha'rabbanim pirshu mitoch kach she'gita lo hiska b'zeh klal agav glora. It's lav dafka. He medabrima iske kiddusha. Gita is just agav. V'lo tzva'ay harei zeh gitech. Ho'tzachta harei zeh gitech v'shtehei hiyudas el b'kinsi shtachov zeh, because it has to be b'toras gerishin. Have a kosher nuslingo betoy shtachov mezuzah ain't a get, and how gitech would be good there too at the end. And if you tell Eidim before and I'm giving it as a get, and you tell shtachov, it's also good because you told the Eidim. V'rav Madu mikol makim shekosher lo hiskiru b'shem chov mezuzah in a tzarech el l'nesina without any amira b'she'ena medaber iske gita gidyon mir das. Mikomakom, don't be frightened. So, if she after gets such a yom rahagitech, either b'shas meis or afterwards, in ena medaber iske gita. The year midaitam she nasan la below dibur iske gita below amir sar iske gitech ena kum kedin kedushin. Who's that? Whose sheet is that? Big problem. No get. If there's no amira, it's not a get. You need the dibur ima to solve the amira. Whose sheet is that? The Balamor. Uvdolim machabim kastvush and loyim medaber iske gita v'nasa lavo pirish get pasalu. It could be that. That's why it says dibrei mafid halacha of hagitach medrabanan. That could also be. Okay, questions. Okay, so the question is, I guess we can... Okay, we have a few more lines that we might have to get into the Gemara, Sugan Bosa Inyan, the Tosus in here on the side. How many saw the Tosus in already? Not yet. So that'll be for tomorrow. We'll probably have to, we need Tuesday then also, and then we'll finish between tomorrow and Tuesday. We have to go back into get also the last piece of Gemara on Tamid Beis as well. Okay, tomorrow's Shira will be 1 o'clock, right?